This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Well, 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 bringing you all the up-to-date information on sexual health and well-being on Joy 94.9.
On Joy 94.9.
Joy, joy, joy.
Hello and welcome to Well, Well, Well for the last show for the year. This is Jack, and thanks to the Gaz Man for bringing us the morning show with the great late Judy Garland taking us into our musical part, followed by Michael Jackson, of course. Jack here once again. I'm joined by Tex from the Victorian AIDS Council radio team. Welcome, Tex.
Jack, it's great to be with you. We have a sensational show today, don't we? Can you tell us with, Christmas almost here and Midsummer.
Oh, good yes.
Heavens, Midsummer is just around the corner. What's happening on today's show, Jack?
We've got two special guests on Well, Well, Well. To inform the listeners on what we can do to help ourselves throughout this Christmas period. It's a time that many of us can feel a bit isolated from family during the Christmas break, and yet that is always being pitched at us. It's about togetherness, it's all the hype around family, sharing time with those we love or care about, and hopefully who may be caring or loving us. It's not always an easy time.
Indeed, Jack. Our first guest, of course, needs little, well, perhaps one could say no introduction to the Joy family, as she's part of the fabric with Joy listeners and part of the community tapestry more generally. We're going to be talking with Leanne Renfrey, the General Manager at Switchboard, and also Carol Ann, who's the Counselling Supervisor at Switchboard.
That's correct. They'll be speaking with us about the services which are available to listeners if they have an issue, which, of course, can be heightened at this time of year. So we shall look at Switchboard, unpack what they do and what it means to us and how we can better manage our own anxiety, should that be the case at this time.
Here at Well, 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 we talk about topics that relate to the GLBTI community, and we're all about sex, health and well-being. Plus, we'd like to hear from you. You're our listener. We want you to be part of the show. Feel welcome to be part of the show. You can like us via Facebook, facebook.com/wellwellwelljoy. You can call 1300 JOY 949, or if you want to get a message to us right here in the studio, send us an email or an SMS. The email onair@joy.org.au. The SMS, send a text to Tex 0427 JOY 949, and because we're well and truly within the 22nd century, you can tweet us at wellwellwelljoy.
That's if anyone does do such a thing as tweeting.
I believe they do. Birds do up
anyway,
in the tree.
However,
Joy 94.9.
This is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9 with yours truly, Jack, and of course the fabulous text from the Victorian AIDS Council. Today we're talking with Leanne and Carol Ann from Switchboard about their services, and especially at this time of year, and how they may be able to help us all during this Christmas period and holiday season. Welcome to you both.
Thank you. Hi, Tex. Hi, Jack.
Hi there.
Hi, Carol Ann.
Thanks
Hi,
for having
Leanne.
Us.
Leanne, we'll start with you. So can you just briefly tell us something about the background of Switchboard?
Well, Switchboard was founded in 1991. So if we do the maths, makes it our 25th anniversary.
Your silver
next
jubilee.
Year. That's right. So we will be having a few events in 2016 to celebrate that.
Great.
So we actually came out of other phone lines, gay line, AIDS line, but Switchboard, which we were gay and lesbian Switchboard right up until 2014, has been the phone information, counselling and referral service for LGBTI communities across Victoria. And we introduced Tasmania a few years ago when we got a 1-800 free call number and it included the 03 STD code. And there's never been a service in Tassie, so we included Tasmania in that.
Good initiative.
Yeah. So we've been a peer-based volunteer phone counselling service for a long, long time. It was started up by, I guess, a group of like-minded people that saw the need there. Some of those life members, founding members, are still involved. Heather Morgan, for example, who we know.
And, Heather.
Yeah, and Carol Wilkinson was early in those stages. And it was based on the London Switchboard model. A couple of guys from the UK came out here and started that. So we've obviously taken thousands and thousands of calls over the years. And I think the calls haven't changed radically, but technology's played a part in the calls. So in the olden days, obviously things like the internet weren't available, so people couldn't get the information as readily as they would have liked. So they used to ring us about bars and clubs and groups and things like that. Nowadays, the calls are much more of a personal nature, people wanting to make contact, talking about relationships, talking about what's going on for them.
And Leanne, who runs the organisation? Is it run by a bureaucracy? Is it run by volunteers?
Some might say a bureaucracy. But that's,
so, yeah,
it's a volunteer-led organisation.
Yep.
So we have a board that actually then employ, the organisation employs me as general manager, and we have two part-time staff, a volunteer coordinator, and our coordinator of our new program, Out and About, which I can talk about in a sec. But the bulk of our work is carried out by volunteers. Our board members are volunteers. We can introduce Carol Ann in a sec. She's also our supervisor, counselling supervisor for our volunteers. But yeah, the bulk are volunteers who dedicate a lot of their time coming in and answering the phones. So all our trainers are volunteers as well. So without them, we wouldn't have a service.
Bit like ourselves, really.
That's right, exactly.
Now, we've just heard this past week that PFLAG Victoria is folding. So I was just wondering, given that they won't be around, would your service be able to assist parents with coming out issues for their kids?
Yeah, we get a lot of calls from family and parents. Often we refer to PFLAG, so it's quite sad to hear that that's happening. I don't know if it's a sign of the times or just, I guess, people who've been volunteering for a long time, you can get burnt out. So it's quite interesting, the timing, because I had a contact from Tasmanian PFLAG that's actually been taking a rest, and they've just re-emerged as a service. So they obviously see the need there. We often will take calls from families who say, I think my son's gay, or my child's just advised me that they think they're transgendered and I just don't know what to do, to do for help. Sure. So, and we also talk to health professionals as well who may not be experts in LGBTI issues.
Now, Leanne, how long have you been involved?
I've been there for just over 6 years now, so it's grown a bit over that time, which I'm very pleased to see. We've probably got about 55 or so trained counsellors on the phones now.
That's a lot.
It's a lot. Yeah.
Well done.
Thank you.
Now, Leanne, did you come in as a volunteer, or as an employee?
Yeah, I came in as the employee. So I was the manager of the service and did everything, and we've grown it so there's been scope now, particularly because we're part of QLife, which is the national project. All the state services have got phone counselling services, and we've partnered with those and the National LGBTI Health Alliance, and we've got some funding to, I guess, connect our services, so that now what happens is that if our call lines are busy in Victoria, it will bounce to the next available service. So we have a shared database of resources. We have a basic quality standard for our training. So that's, I guess, given us the coverage that we've required. And also what it gives us is a national perspective on the sorts of issues that are facing our community, which is really useful information to have.
So, Carol Ann, you've got all those volunteers that you have to supervise and manage and assist.
Assist is probably the best word there. I don't know that I take a management role on it, but I'm there to help each of our volunteers, all of whom are individuals in themselves, and come into a peer-based service to be able to best be themselves in a conversational way with whoever's calling on the phone. So really, I'm there to sort of support their capacity to give meaningful support and make meaningful connection with our callers.
Are you always looking for new counsellors, new phone counsellors?
I'm going to refer that one to Leanne, I think.
We are. We have, like any volunteer organisation, we have those volunteers that have been there for a long, 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 long time. But we have a reasonably high turnover. So we're certainly looking for volunteers for the phones, and we'll be running a selection program in February 2016 with March as our first training program for the year. But we also look for volunteers to provide other roles in the organisation as well. So everything, you know, from IT to graphic design to the days of envelope stuffing, I think, are sort of gone, but the equivalent of that. So.
And what sort of skills or training do potential, because not everyone's going to get through, but potential people who are there on the phones, what sort of training do they have to undertake? And is it quite intense? Is it light? Or, you know, what?
Well, it's a mixture of all of that. We don't require that people have counselling skills, but it seems that over the last few years we've been attracting people who have been studying counselling, and now there's obviously a number of reasons they're interested in that sort of work, yep. but also it adds to their sort of, I guess, professional repertoire. Mm-hmm. But we'd like to have a really diverse range of people because we have a diverse range of callers.
Sure. So life skills is the key issue.
Absolutely. Here. And the obvious things like good communication skills, being able to display empathy, good listening skills. And also I think there's a level of someone being patient or quiet because not everyone who calls knows exactly why they're calling, mm-hmm. you know, so it takes a little bit of time sometimes, and that's the sort of thing that Carol Ann works on with the skill sets. But what we do is have a sort of selection information evening or afternoon. People get to find out a bit more about the role and find out if it's for them. We have a bit of a look at them and see if they suit our organisation. And if selected, undertake a training program. It's usually about 6 full days over about 6 or 8 weeks that's sort of in the classroom, mm-hmm. if you like, but that involves role plays. And we cover a whole lot of information. It's sexual health issues. We cover diversity. We cover family violence. We cover basic counselling skills, all sorts of things in there. And they also have the opportunity to listen in on calls, talk with other counsellors and have sort of peer assess shifts. So they're not thrown in off the deep end. We have quite an elaborate support structure for our new counsellors.
What are the hours of the service?
Yeah, they've just been extended as part of QLive. So those hours now are 3 p.m. to 12 midnight, which happens if include WA, depending on the time of the year. Mm-hmm. It actually was like 3 a.m. In East Coast. Our shifts don't cover all of that, but it's just the way that it's divided up over the country. But callers or web chatters, now that we have as well, because we do web counselling, 3 p.m. to 12 midnight, 7 days a week.
Fantastic. Well, we are talking with Leanne and Carol Ann from Switchboard about their service. We have a message. We've had a message that's come in. Goodness gracious me. This is from Anthony. Right. It says, thanks for a great service, so important for our community. So I imagine that is directed at the two of you.
Thank you.
Thanks very much.
It's interesting because we don't get a lot of feedback. Very rarely do we get people ringing back to say thank you. And I guess that's the proof of the pudding in the sense that people feel, you know, often feel like they can continue on. And it's little things like, you know, we're always in Pride March. Mm-hmm. And a couple of years ago, I remember I was marching with the crew and this guy just stepped out, man in probably in his early 40s, stepped out, gave me a kiss on the cheek and he just said thank you. And held my hand. And that's the sort of stuff that's really, really meaningful. Mm.
If I could just add something from that comment, I mean, the word community, I think, really goes to the heart of what Switchboard is about. I know we've been throwing the word counseling around a lot, but really, we're not there to give advice, to tell people what to do. We're certainly there to support people when they are in experiencing a challenge in their lives. But we really are there to be a very quick connection in with the community. Mm-hmm. And given the diversity of folks out there and the range of places where people are living and remotely mm-hmm. nearby, Switchboard is really like walking into a local friendly cafe right around the corner, even though you might be out in the bush somewhere.
Sure.
So it's really important that we're there to really be able to be a connection. Somebody doesn't have to have a problem. You don't have to have a reason other than wanting to be connect in. And that's particularly important during the holiday season and
Absolutely. Why
it's so important that we're there.
This is Whoa here on Joy 94.9.
At Joy 94.9, there are approximately 300 volunteers bringing you over 75 shows, 24 hours per day, 7 days a week. That's a lot of facts and figures to take in, but here's one more number for you to think about. 1-300-569-949. That's the number to call to talk to the Joy sales team about becoming a Joy sponsor. One phone call can get your business on air and online, reaching thousands of Joy listeners at a price you can afford. 1-300-JOY-949. That's 1-300-569-949.
That's correct. You're on the one and only Joy 94.9, and please support the Joy sponsors, as by supporting them, you support the radio station and ultimately the GLBTI community. This is Well, and we are speaking with Leanne and Carol Ann from Switchboard. Now, Carol Ann, you have an extensive background in counselling, but can you please tell us something about yourself and your role at Switchboard, please.
Well, it's wonderful for me to be at Switchboard. I've been a psychotherapist officially and licensed for about 20 years now. But prior to that, and we're going way back when my hair was very much a different color than it is now, back in London in the late 70s, early 80s, I was a phone volunteer, and we also had live groups at mm-hmm. that time for the organization that was actually the template organization for Switchboard. So I feel like I'm in the intergenerational yes. DNA of Switchboard, and that organization was London Friend. People who have been to London or have lived in London may be aware of it. But I go way, way back. And then even before that, I worked as a phone volunteer on the Boston gay hotline.
Yes.
So this has been something that I've been doing for a very long time.
So you've gone full circle when you think about the London work and back here, and you've got the international focus as well.
That's right. And actually, I got my first training as a supervisor at a place in Berkeley, California called the Pacific Center for Human Growth. And the Pacific Center is actually one of the very first dedicated gay, lesbian, alphabet community mental health services staffed by volunteers in the United States. And I was a volunteer supervisor for the counselors there.
Terrific.
And what about employment? Have any of these experiences been where you've been employed, or has it all been as a volunteer, or where have you been employed over the years?
Well, the training that you have to undergo in the States is actually one where you have to spend a great deal of time accruing hours of trained experience. Perhaps unlike here, I had to accrue about 3,000 hours of supervised experience before I could even sit for my state licensing exams. So a lot of that was volunteer work, and I was doing other paid work. In a former life capacity, I used to work in nonprofit fundraising and communications management. So I was doing that simultaneously. But I also here have had a job, a paid job for a little over a year as a on-staff counselor at the Victorian AIDS Council. So I did that, and that was a chance for me to find out whether Australians could understand me, whether I could understand them. And the joke is, because I've lived both in the UK and in Australia, that I'm kind of now learning English for the third time. So I can sometimes mix it up yes. a little bit, but that was a wonderful, wonderful opportunity and experience for me.
But you're doing something right for us all, I think.
I hope so.
Now, Caroline, you have something special planned to help people over the holiday season, I believe. Can you share a little bit about it with us?
The special plan. Well, in February, the beginning of February,
yep.
for Midsummer, Switchboard is sponsoring a talk that I'll be giving called mm-hmm. Making Peace with Your Parents. And what that's about is yeah. actually the same issue that comes up for people mm-hmm. time and again yeah. over the holidays, which is actually, how do I calm down my anxieties about family? And is it possible to establish a reconnection where there has been disconnection for a very long time. Mm. Now, in our community, there's a tremendous amount of disconnection to family. In fact, I like to refer to our community very much as a migrant community, that we are, the community here is made possible by people who have had to leave home to find a more welcoming place called home. So this is an event that I hope is going to open and start a conversation in our community about the possibility of taking charge of our relationships with our family in yeah. perhaps a new way.
Is the holiday period a particularly peak period for people who need support around connecting or guidance or a helping hand perhaps in dealing with some sort of personal distress?
Oh, absolutely. The holiday period is a period where there's so many expectations that are cultural, societal, and in our families about togetherness and about what togetherness is supposed to look like. Hmm. Now, I think we all know that there are images out there that don't quite match reality. Mm-hmm. And certainly we all have our own experiences of our families generally, but even particularly around Christmas and around holidays and gatherings. They're very tense times. Yes. Ideally, they can be wonderful, but the expectations are really, really intense. And I find in my practice that the conversation around Christmas begins somewhere in July.
That's probably true, actually, isn't it?
When the planning starts.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've found with calls that certainly our calls increase over that time. And it's not just the family stuff. There can be relationship pressures and issues around that.
Yeah.
I think also it's perhaps, you know, indirectly because of family, like you go to two separate places on Christmas Day if you're not out.
And you hold your tongue.
That's right. And, you know, de-gay the apartment or whatever you do. But there's also, because it's summer for us as well, there's a lot more partying, potentially drug and alcohol stuff. So it can be a bit of a cauldron for things. And we find that a lot of our callers are really feeling disconnected anyway from the community and are quite lonely, that sometimes this time of the year reinforces that for them because, you know, they might not have anywhere to go and everyone else is saying, what are you doing for Christmas? And to say I'm not doing anything because I don't have family or friends is not really what people want to say.
Do you have any simple tips for someone who may be listening, you know, so as to not be too hard on themselves? Are any simple tips that, you know, to ease them through? I mean, other than, of course, a call through to Switchboard.
Well, that's always available. Well, let's look at a couple of different scenarios. Mm-hmm. For folks who have decided that they must go home, what is the mindset that you're going home in? A lot of times when I hear people talking about going home, they're talking about trying to come up with a survival strategy. I just want to survive it and get through. Now, actually, current neuroscience teaches us that the mindset that you approach is actually something that reinforces what is actually going to happen. There's a wonderful piece of advice from a wise person from, you know, from the East who said something like, if you don't change your direction, you might actually end up where you're headed. And so I think the advice is actually to think about what it is you're actually thinking about when you're going home. A lot of times the direction we're headed, we're heading towards home, but we're actually looking in the rearview mirror at the same time. And I have to say that's probably a recipe for an accident, you know, that we're looking at the past as we're stepping into the future. And the future doesn't have to look like the past. But if you are thinking that it is just going to replicate everything that's happened before, then in fact you're setting yourself up to re-experience that.
This is Joy 94.9. You're with Well.
The Victorian AIDS Council presents Well on Joy, the show that's all about sex, health and well-being.
Health and well-being.
You're listening to Well here on Joy 94.9. Joining us today, of course, the fabulous Leanne and Carol Ann, both from Switchboard. But before we get to them, we have had a plethora of more messages. We have a message from David in South Melbourne who's saying, wishing all the team at Well condiments of the season. I don't know whether he meant compliments, but he did spell it condiments. And I love that message. It's gorgeous. We've also had a lovely message saying, lovely to hear L and CA, which we think is Leanne and Carolyn,
I hope so.
On WWW, which is well. Cheers, Carolyn. And then the next message came in, and Trish.
Hello, Carolyn and Trish.
Thank you.
And of course, if you do want to message us, you can send us a text, and the rest of the team. 0427 Joy 949. And the emails, of course, is onair@joy.org.au. Now, we have been speaking with Leanne and Carol Ann from Switchboard, but Carol Ann, essentially what you've been talking about, and Leanne as well, seems to be about sending the message that we can reframe how we think, how we perceive things, and then, of course, how we can act. Is that more or less a fair description?
I think that's absolutely fair.
So, oh, good.
Good one.
Good one. But you wanted to go on from what you were talking about before.
Well, I wanted to make a couple of very practical suggestions to people who decide for very good reasons that they are going to go home and to think about doing it in a different way. And although we're talking about Christmas, what we're actually talking about is anxiety. Mm-hmm. So the kinds of things that I'm suggesting are strategies that anyone who's experiencing some anxiety can implement to make a shift for themselves. So one of the big anxieties about going home for the holidays is that you are stuck there, and it's like you're doing interplanetary travel or something, and you are on this planet by yourself with these strange alien creatures called your family, and you are disconnected from your world. So don't disconnect from your world. Stay connected. You've got a phone. You have the capacity to text. Choose some people who are important to you in your life, wherever they are in the world, and arrange with them that you will be calling, you will be texting, and you'll be staying connected. Sometimes it helps just to step outside, make that call, make that text, and say, hello, just remind me who I am, please.
This sounds like good advice.
So make connection and stay connected to people who know you now, who recognize you as you are now. It makes all the difference. You are not then stuck on a planet somewhere out in space by yourself with these strange creatures.
And sometimes one's family can seem like strange creatures to me.
Plus also, I don't know, maybe it's just my experience, but sometimes we go back, immediately the dynamic goes back to something like when we're all kids, suddenly
parental, children.
The sibling thing.
Well, it goes back there because actually we arrive already there.
Yes.
We arrive in a mindset and with the emotion, you know, emotional triggers already in place that are ones from early childhood, right? So we have to show up as who we are as we are now. So here's one other suggestion, which is a real portable one. It doesn't matter where your family is, what you're doing, okay? I want you to look down at your shoes, okay? And I want you to look at your feet and the size of your shoes and the style of your shoes. And then I want you to think about your shoes when you were 10 or 8 or 5 or 13 or something. And your feet are different. They're not the same feet. Okay, and that's just a great visual clue to remind you, ah, I'm as old as I am now, I am as grown as I am now, I'm not that little kid, I don't have to walk in as that little kid, I'm walking in the shoes that I'm wearing today.
And you get to choose those shoes.
And you get to choose those shoes.
I think that's a really good tip.
Now, some of the folks in your actual life might have something to say about the choices that you're making in your shoes.
Stilettos work on every occasion, I think.
Okay. We were talking before about the hours of operation. So this Christmas Eve, which is Thursday night, will switchboard be available
operational
yes, as well?
Yes, we will. We don't change our hours over the holiday period at all. So we're very grateful to our counsellors that have given their time for that. So, we're there.
Now, Leanne and Carolanne, I have an interesting question. How do you and the volunteers that you work with, how do you look after yourself? So, you know, Ika, I imagine with lots of difficult phone calls, volunteers having lots of difficult phone calls, or you're supervising these people yourselves, how do you look after yourself? How do you look after your volunteers when the phone's been put down?
Yeah, it's really important that we do look after our volunteers. We don't know. They don't know what sort of phone call they're going to get when they pick up that phone. And we get a huge range of calls, and some are quite challenging and distressing calls. You know, people who are actually, you know, thinking about self-harm or that sort of thing. So we really want to support our volunteers through those experiences, not only by giving them skills to do at the time, but after they've finished that call. So we have a structure in place where they can call someone straight away. We have volunteers on call for the volunteer counsellors, so they can talk that through, and we follow up with them the next day. Carolanne also will provide one-on-one chats, appointments with people if they feel they need to explore something further. And we also try and pick up themes that are coming through. We don't take a lot of information about the calls at all, but we actually have a system where we want people to report to us if there are things that have been difficult, so that we either can support the individual or put that into comprehensive training, ongoing training that we provide.
We've got another track.
No, I think we've decided we're going to play that song at the end of the show. This conversation's going on too well, Tom.
Okay. Sorry.
I can sing if you like.
I thought it was called Well, 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 not Sorry.
That's right.
It's never Sorry.
Now, just recently, you won a Globe Award. So Switchboard is an award-winning service.
Yes.
And a very appropriate award, too, it was. So what was the award category?
We won for a healthy community. So hopefully that's contributing towards a healthy community. That's the way I read it. And we were thrilled just to be finalists. And to win was fantastic. So the love in the room for us and the support was brilliant. So it was
a great
acknowledgement for our organisation.
Does that public recognition and raising your profile, does that help with any funding opportunities or...?
I would like to hope so, Jack. We'll test that out. I think it probably has in terms of profile, but I think also just the internal boost that it gave us is important as well. But, award-winning sounds good to me.
It is an award-winning service. Have you seen any changes over the years that you've been there in the sorts of calls, the flavour of the issues?
Yeah, as I mentioned, with the introduction of the internet, people are perhaps calling less for information because that's readily available. I did hear a story from one of our founding members to say in the old days, Telstra wouldn't even list gay and lesbian switchboard in the phone book because of the word gay in it. So they weren't Googling, you know,
I remember
gay.
That.
Of course, we changed our name to Switchboard in 2014 to reflect the inclusive practice or the inclusive service that we provide. So we're, of course, LGBTI and always have been. So we've dropped the gay and lesbian from the name. And I'm sure there are young people who don't know what a switchboard is, but that's fine.
And what about HIV-related questions? Are there many HIV-related questions? Have they dropped off or are they about the same?
They have dropped off. A little. I think that's, again, because of availability of information in other formats. We know there's been some fantastic websites that have been available that have really been directed at those groups. We are actually funded through the state government, through the public health and through the bloodborne disease area. So all calls, if it's appropriate, we do discuss safer sex practice and talk about health. So things like on our resource database, we don't list sex on premises venues. We want people to call so that we can actually have a broader discussion around that sort of thing.
Broader issues, broader sexual health issues as well.
Exactly. In fact, we're running our first professional development session for next year is going to be on PrEP. So we need to keep our volunteers up to date with what's going on as well.
Very topical. Now, I know you've got something important coming up.
We actually have a new service that is a really good complement to our phone service. One of the things that's shown through the years that, and I've already mentioned that loneliness and isolation is something that's been quite particular to the people that call us. And we were successful in getting some federal funding about 18 months ago to provide a different volunteer service, which is volunteers going and visiting older LGBTI people. Up until recently, that's been people at home. And so, of course, they've been a little bit sort of perhaps through physical mobility issues or just their friends not being available anymore, a bit lonely. But we've just found out that we're actually extending that service into aged care facilities.
Oh, fantastic.
So we've got a number of volunteers now that have been trained up and a few visit recipients. We're always looking for more, as we call them, to visit. So it's not really the counselling and support end. It's more the community connection, have a cup of tea if the person's up to going out, go for a walk in the park,
watch a movie.
It's fantastic.
And it's really needed, I think, in the aged care setting.
Oh, absolutely.
Because with the ageing and GLBTI ageing issues, which have been buried in the past, and there's now a bit of an emphasis from the federal government.
That's right. In fact, a lot of the research shows that even if people have been out during their lives, that as they become older and dealing with aged care services, they tend to go back in the closet. So even more reason for us to have our community being available to talk to people, be with like-minded people.
Now, I think you should give us the switchboard number for anyone who may be
listening. Sure. It's free call number 1-800-184-527, and that's 3 p.m. to midnight, 7 days a week. And the full web chat, it's actually through QLife, so it's qlife.org.au, those same hours. And if you're interested in out and about, our older person's team, you can drop us an email at outandabout@switchboard.org.au.
It's been fantastic to have both of you in the studio today to help share some information with people who are listening. It's just been wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you. It's been a pleasure to be here. And I'm going to give a very quick plug, if I may, for the session, the event that we're sponsoring at Midsummer 2016, which Carol Ann's leading, Making Peace With Your Parents. So it's a free event, free community event.
We like that.
So, yeah, we like that. And it's going to be at Hairy Little Sister, which is probably appropriate for a family event, isn't it? I don't know. At 240 Little Collins Street. And that's very central in the CBD. And that's on the 3rd of February on Wednesday. It's a Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. But it's in the Midsummer Guide, which is obviously on the Midsummer website and in the printed program.
Making Peace With Your Parents on the 3rd of
February. That's right.
There's the printed guide, and there's also the website, midsummer.org.au. That's midsumma.org.au, to find out everything that's happening. It's been fantastic to have you both coming into the studio today. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We hope you and all of the volunteers have a great Christmas and a great New Year.
Thank you. Happy holidays, folks.
This is Whoa, Whoa, Whoa here on Joy 94.9.
Cheers.
Joy 94.9.
This is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9, and each week we talk about topics related to sex, health and well-being. If you have a subject you'd like us to cover, please drop us a line at facebook.com/well, well, well, Joy, or contact us at VAC 98656700 and ask to speak to one of the Well, Well, Well team members or Tex or myself.
Indeed. It's been good talking with you, our dear listener. We hope you look after yourself over the Christmas and New Year period. We all need to be thinking of others at this time, but you need, of course, to be thinking about yourself as well. So if you need to, give Switchboard a phone call. That number, of course, is a free call number, 1800 184 527, anytime between 5:30 p.m. to midnight. Or was it 3 o'clock?
They've just changed the hours.
They've changed the hours from 3 till midnight. So, yeah, give them a call. We need to thank everybody who's messaged in. And we'd also like to thank everyone who's messaged in over the year. We will be back. Same time, same great station, Joy 94.9, and the same show, Well, 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 next year. So thank you. Happy Christmas, happy Hanukkah, happy Eid, happy whatever it is for you.
Yes.
Now, coming up next, of course, we have Adam with the afternoon show, which will be full of gorgeous music, just like you expect all the time here on Joy 94.9. Goodbye from Tex.
And Jack.
And cheers. Caleb.
Goodbye, guys. Have a wonderful holiday season. It's been a pleasure being a part of the last show.
Cheers, everyone. Bye-bye. Have a great Christmas. Bye-bye.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.